Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
And now we're joined by Rufus Reader. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, thanks.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. So you're here to tell us about your EP?
Yes, yes. So I've got this EP out called Stepping Out. It's currently available on Bandcamp and YouTube. Thinking of putting it onto streaming.
Ooh.
We'll see what happens. But yeah, it's basically just this small compilation of jazz, mainly jazz compositions that I've written. Most of them I wrote on the island, actually. Because I'm studying in Birmingham at the minute. But most of them I wrote while I was back here. And yeah, just got some of my friends up in Birmingham to play them. And it's good fun, really good fun.
Yeah, it's really cool. So could you tell us a bit about yourself? Like, how long have you been doing music?
Sure. Yeah, so, I mean, I've been drumming since I was about 2, technically.
Wow, that's amazing.
Very young.
Yeah, very young.
Yeah.
But I've been consciously doing it since I was about 10, I'd say.
Yeah.
And I was part of the rock school thing at Platform One for a few years, which is really cool. There was the Isle of Wight Youth Jazz Orchestra as well.
Oh, wow.
Which used to run for quite a while. I was in that. Nice. And then, yeah, by the time I started doing my A-levels, I just started gigging around the island quite a lot with people like the Grimshaws and John Thorne and quite a plethora of people.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I basically just got into jazz quite heavily.
Yeah.
And, pursuing a degree in Birmingham at the minute.
Wow.
Fantastic.
So who would you say are, like, your musical influences? It's a big question, isn't it?
Yeah. It's quite hard. I'd say it's quite a wide spectrum of people.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say the main people are, like, there's, like really famous saxophone players like Wayne Shorter.
Yeah.
He writes really amazing. He's an amazing composer. And people like John Coltrane as well.
Oh, legend.
Legend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's amazing.
Yeah, now you're talking.
Yeah. And there's drummers like Elvin Jones and Tony Williams. Are like really big influences for me. But there's also more recent stuff. There's some really interesting stuff coming out of Germany at the minute.
Ooh.
It's maybe a little bit niche, but there's some drummers called Jonas Bergwinkel and Leif Berger.
What a name.
Wow.
they've got the best names ever.
Yeah, brilliant.
These two drummers.
I mean, you wouldn't forget it, would you?
Yeah, no, you wouldn't. I mean, Leif Berger.
So, amazing. Yeah,
it's amazing.
Amazing.
But, kind of those kinds of things, but I've also been really into Ravel, really into Stevie Wonder.
Oh, really love Stevie Wonder.
Genius.
Yeah. There's, there's so much good stuff out there.
For sure.
And a whole range as well. It's not just one set, like with jazz. There's all different ranges of jazz, isn't there? It's not just like one specific area of jazz. There's like, so you can just go mad for it, couldn't you?
Yeah,
so
it's a wide spectrum.
Yeah.
So what's it like studying at the Royal Birmingham Conservatoire?
Yeah, it's good. It's really fun. There's tons of great players around the city who are really good to go and watch and listen to. I mean, there's gigs on all the time through the week, and everyone's super friendly as well. Like, you can go up to, like, you know, certain people, like one of the people I have on the EP, Dave, who plays trombone, Dave Sear, he's this amazing trombonist. But when you speak, you know, I remember, like, when you watch him, you think, oh man, he's amazing, he's quite scary, you know.
Yeah.
But then you talk to these people and they're like completely normal, which I suppose you find probably talking to a lot of these great musicians who come in here, and you're like, oh man, you've got this person coming, but you chat to them and it's completely normal. That's a big thing that's come up for me. But also on the studying side, it's like you don't realize that there's that much that you can think about with music. It's like you kind of go there thinking, okay, I think this about jazz, think this about that, and then they kind of take the lid off and think, you know, have you thought about this? Have you thought about it? It just keeps, like, thinking deeper and deeper about all these kinds of things, which I'm still yet to fully comprehend. But it's been a very mind-opening experience.
Yeah.
And very different to the Isle of Wight as well.
Yeah, for sure. one of the things I find quite interesting about jazz, it's like the music theory side of it. And like, yeah, I think like Joe Thompson at Platform One, he was quite into jazz and he could tell you what these really complex chords were that I'd have like no clue. But yeah, yeah, it's cool. So what are like some of your favourite performances that you've done?
Well,
I guess there's quite a big range for you because you're in the Pill as well.
Yeah,
which is like quite different.
Yeah, yeah, that was really, really fun. We did a really fun gig at the Isle of Wight Festival.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was in 2024, if I remember correctly. But yeah, that was a really fun gig. We were on the River stage, and you know, it was quite fun because we'd done quite a lot of stuff and then come back and it was like a big homecoming kind of vibe. And then, just seeing loads of people in the audience who we knew, and it was really nice to do that. And I definitely got a bit excited. It was I think we played quite a bit faster than we were maybe meant to.
Oh yeah.
There's lots of fun jazz gigs that I've done. I had a really nice gig last night actually at Moncton Arts.
Mm-hmm.
I played with Tom Hendy and John Thorne, and we also had my friend George, who's from Poole, but I studied with him in Birmingham. And he came down and played trombone. And that was a really nice gig. We just kind of got very swingy.
I've talked to John Thorne quite a few times because he does he's like the bass tutor at Platform One as well. Yeah, really nice guy.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah, I've seen him at Wolverton Folk and Blues Fair too.
Yeah, sure, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
So, like, what inspired your EP? Like, how did you go about, like, writing it and that?
I suppose I've kind of been writing kind of ever since I went to conservatoire, which is, like...
Yeah.
Well, I'm at the tail end of my second year now.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been there for, like, 2 years, and I've just always been writing things on and off, and I just thought, well, I've got so many tunes that I've kind of written, I thought I'd maybe just want to record some and put them out and just have something to say, like, oh, you know, I also write as well, here's something that I do. I've got like lots more stuff that I've not even shown to anyone, but it's just like I just thought, you know, maybe now's the time to just show a bit of what I've written.
Yeah, it's really cool. What was your recording process like? Do people play separately or like together?
So we recorded the whole thing in like a 3 hour session.
Oh wow.
So we basically set up the five of us, and we used recording studios which are in the conservatoire already, which is really nice because all the departments are like super, you know, we all talk to each other. It's really great. It's really nice. And we managed to book a session, and the five of us basically got in this really big studio they've got and just had like soundproofing panels in between us, and then we all played together, so there wasn't too much spill in the microphones, but we could all play, you know, together live, which was really nice. And we basically just like, we played each song like three times, I think, and then we were just like, okay, which one of those do we like the most?
And then
went with those, really. But it was really nice. We rehearsed once and then played them a week later in the session, and it was it was really fun. And we just like, you know, we just kind of didn't go into it too serious or overthinking anything. We just went, did it, and we're like, are we happy with it?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
That's really nice because I think it sometimes you, as a musician, you can end up being like too much of a perfectionist, or you overthink things, or you know, like it feels more natural when everyone plays it at the same time sometimes, rather than recording like separately to click and everything. You know what I mean?
Mm.
It's like.
Because I've had that I've had that a lot with recording with the Pill, for example. It's like that was super, like, you know, the way that because it was Rob and Jim at Empire Studios who did all that, and they're amazing. That recording process was way different to how the recording thing for this EP was.
Yeah.
But it's like two different worlds. I found it quite hard going from the click track thing to just like completely different with this kind of thing. I'm more used to the click thing. But yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, that's cool.
Fantastic.
I think, with drums, it's like... I guess you're probably quite trained to like look into the click, so then it must be different, like not having that. But yeah,
yeah. When there's no click there, and you think, oh, you know, like, oh dear, I've got to, you know, I've got to handle this myself. You know,
yeah,
make sure it doesn't go wrong.
Well, we do have your track to play called B. Can you say a bit about that, about the song track B, what that's all about, or just a summary of what it's about?
Yeah, so B is like, I suppose, B, I actually wrote it over this Christmas break that we've just had a few months ago. Yeah. It was just like, just about being like grounded and mindful with things. I have a lot of, I find it very different in Birmingham where, you know, life can be very like frantic and a lot of things happen at once and going between like studying and gigs and all other things that happen in between.
Yeah.
And then when I come back to the island, because I wrote it while I was back,
okay,
I just find it a lot slower and a lot more like, you know, I can kind of live a bit easier.
Okay.
So it's mainly just about like being in the moment, I suppose.
Very true, very true. And you got any more upcoming gigs coming up?
Not at the minute, not many on the island, but I'm looking to do quite a few jazz things around the island over the summer, hopefully.
Okay.
So at places like, you know, well, the normal places for jazz, like Moncton Arts and places like that. Hopefully I'll be, nothing's confirmed, but we'll see
what happens. Get yourself in there, hopefully.
Yeah, but I'll be around in the summer.
Brilliant.
Hopefully doing jazz and otherwise.
Okay.
And, nice.
Well, we're going to play your track now. This is Rufus Reader with B. Here we go.
Local music by local musicians on Vectis Radio.
Local music sponsored by Willie's Guitar Shop. Visit them on 12 Shooters Hill, Cowes, or call 242 680.